You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Mets will begin the 2017 season with largely the same roster as they had in 2016. When they did make the postseason, they'll look for their third postseason berth this year. I'm Allison Footer. I'm here with Anthony DiComo. Anthony, let's talk about what everyone talks about when it comes to the Mets, and that is that fantastic rotation. Assuming everyone is healthy, this could be a very good year for them.
Yes, and that's, of course, the big assumption with the Mets, as it has been every year for the past couple, is the health of the rotation. You've got Matt Harvey's coming off surgery. You've got Zach Wheeler still has not returned from surgery. Jacob DeGrom is coming off surgery. Steven Matz is coming off surgery. So these are obviously some great talents that the Mets have, but there are questions throughout the roster about their health. That is what spring training is going to be about for the Mets, is gauging these guys, easing them into Grapefruit League games, and really easing them back into a normal workload. And we'll see how it goes throughout the course of the summer, but health is everything for a team that's very much still built around starting pitching.
And what are the reinforcements in case a couple of these guys aren't ready for the season, maybe if they get hurt during the season? Who are the backups? What are the reinforcements?
Yeah, well, the Mets actually have a pretty interesting fifth starter competition. It's probably the best competition in camp, one of the only competitions in camp, and that is Zach Wheeler versus Robert Gesellman versus Seth Lugo. And the latter two guys were very, very good down the stretch last year, and Terry Collins has said really deserve a chance to be a part of this thing and to nail down a spot in the starting rotation. But then you have Zach Wheeler, who has kind of been tantalizing Mets fans with his potential for many years now. He hasn't pitched in two full seasons, and the Mets very much want him back, but they don't know, is he going to be ready? Is he going to be an option to throw more than, say, 110 innings, as pitching coach Dan Worthen put it recently? These are, again, all things the Mets are going to figure out in spring training. Maybe one of those guys goes to the bullpen. Maybe it's Zach Wheeler. A lot of moving parts here at the back end of the Mets rotation, but they do have a little bit of depth, which I think everyone around the Mets thinks they're going to need.
There's very few roster moves that were made this past offseason. Largely the same cast of characters coming back, which is can be good, but it can also be bad. Do you think that they needed to make a few changes, or do you think this group can stay together and make the postseason again?
Well, look, it's good in the sense that this is obviously a talented group that they have in the clubhouse. They did make the playoffs last year, and it was a one-and-done in the wild card game, and no one around here wanted that, obviously. But clearly there is some talent here, and clearly there is some room to be better considering all of the injuries that the Mets had. I think, obviously, some fans would have liked a bigger, splashier move. They could have done something at the back end of the bullpen. They could have done something at catcher. There are ways that they could have gone with this thing. But the big move that the Mets needed to make last offseason, they did make, and that was re-signing Yoenis Cespedes. Without him, this whole thing looks very different. With him, you can look in that clubhouse and look at the lineup and look at the power potential you have. And then, of course, as we just talked about, the starting rotation and the pitching, it's all there. They just need to stay healthy. And if they do, this team is talented enough, certainly, to make the playoffs as currently constituted.
So there is one question, and that is Michael Conforto. What do they do with him? Is there room for him?
There's room. It's a matter of if the Mets are going to use that room on him. They have a full outfield. You've got Yoenis Cespedes out there in left field. You've got Curtis Granderson in center. You've got Jay Bruce in right, who everyone thought was going to be traded this winter. Well, that didn't happen. And so there goes Michael Conforto's position. And the question becomes, do you want him on the roster as a fifth outfielder, as that left-handed power bat off the bench, or do you want him to just go down and rake at AAA and wait for maybe an injury or something to happen that will create some space on the 25-man roster for him? I think Michael Conforto is going to have a chance this spring to force his way onto the roster, but even that might not be enough, and we might see him back at AAA. It's going to be an interesting to see how the Mets kind of finagle this situation, because they have a lot of outfielders and frankly not enough spots for all of them.
Interesting year. It's a World Baseball Classic year, so there are players from each team who will be leaving for a while to go play for their respective countries. The Mets have 13 players that are leaving and playing the World Baseball Classic. Does that do anything differently for camp? Is that better to give other guys more playing opportunity, or is it not so good?
Well, it's going to empty out the clubhouse for sure. What's interesting is not a lot of the quote-unquote big guys are leaving. Jose Reyes will be gone, playing for the Dominican Republic. A couple of the bullpen guys who are slated in will be gone. But by and large, the lineup is going to stay here. The rotation is going to stay here. Noah Syndergaard made some news over the winter when he said, "I really have no desire to play. My focus is on getting ready for the Mets and staying healthy." And I think Mets fans weren't terribly disappointed with that decision, as much as people would have liked to have seen him pitch for Team USA. But this team has gone through this before. The Mets usually send a pretty big contingent to the WBC. They like the WBC. They're into it. So I don't think it's going to disrupt things. I think what's going to be interesting more is some of these role players, so to speak, who are playing, whether it's Seth Lugo for Puerto Rico, TJ Rivera also playing for Puerto Rico, Ty Kelly for Team Israel. These guys are going to get to play on a pretty big stage. They wouldn't necessarily be able to do here against, you know, the Astros B team on March 15th. So it's going to be interesting for those guys, seeing them against elite competition and how they do. Believe me, the Mets will be watching how these guys perform out there, as well as the guys who are still here in Port St. Lucie.
Last question. The NL East is always a very hotly contested division, very good division. Yeah. The Nationals, a lot of the Mets players said the road always leads through Washington. Do the Mets have enough to win this division to overtake the Nationals?
Well, they do. They did it 2 years ago. And, you know, frankly, this Mets team is probably a little bit better than it was 2 years ago. Now, of course, they are not the division champions, the defending division champions. The Nationals are. So I think anyone in that clubhouse can tell you when that's the case, yeah, the road goes through the team that beat you last year. And the Nationals did that. They're returning a very good team also. And I think the Mets, again, it all comes back to health. It's the first thing we said. It's the second and fourth and fifth and sixth thing we said. If the Mets are healthy, they have a team that's every bit as talented as the one in Washington. If not, it's going to be a very difficult road. So the Mets need to stay healthy, particularly in that rotation. And if they do, they have all the talent in the world. It's right there in the room, and they could certainly compete for that division title.
Okay, I did want to ask you one more question. Syndergaard.
I didn't sign up for this.
Syndergaard talks about how he wants to be stronger and throw even harder.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird. He throws harder enough. Is it possible for him to do that?
It's absurd. And he put on about 15 pounds of muscle this winter, eating deer meat and eating these bowls with venison and bacon and whatever else in them. So is it possible? I don't underestimate that guy. Anything is possible. Now, do you want him to throw harder? He's already throwing 101 miles an hour. What's 102, 103? I think it is actually a bit of a fine line, and the Mets have to be careful, and Noah Syndergaard has to be careful, but that's terrifying. It really is.
Okay, that was the last question. Anthony, thank you very much.
You got it.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.